Good day, podcast audience, and welcome to a new episode or a saga of Greystone. As always, I'm the co-host of this podcast is my lovely wife, Jane.
Good afternoon.
And today, we're going to do a little different type podcast. We're going to podcast today about an event that my wife's daughters are hosting for us next month. So without further ado, I'm going to turn this over to a person that could probably tell you more about what we're going to do.
Well, it's just, it's a celebration that we've been waiting for because there has been a family who live in Japan, and we've been waiting for their return to the United States. That's Tim and John Larsons, the Larsons. So we've got four other families, the Bernals, the Royces, the Christensens, and the Duffys. You've met all of them except for the Larsons, right?
Yes, I have. And I want to say to those who hear the podcast, particularly to my new family via marriage, I think it's awesome that that type of love and admiration or consideration, for lack of any other words, is being shown to us as a couple, and in particular, me.
Yeah, don't you feel like the bride?
No, I don't feel like the bride. We're not even going to start that.
Okay.
I feel very special, but we're not talking about bride special.
So now they're hosting an event at one of their gardens, which you haven't seen yet. And it's such a beautiful garden. And we've invited about 50 people, and probably 30 to 40 will show up. So it's very exciting. And what we want to do, though, to kind of promote this and get the ball rolling, and especially testing the family, right? No. So Kenny's going to do a live podcast coming up soon. We're going to post that on our invite. And we're going to have a live podcast with the family, hoping the family calls in and they ask questions, or maybe they'll just say, you know, anything. So, and we've got 21 people that could potentially, wow. Well, that's family alone.
You know, it's so funny. Every time I think of the family, one thing comes to mind, and that is the grandchildren. I went from zero to 11.
Like. 11 grandchildren.
Hey, and I've met them all, except for the Larsons, right? I'm sorry.
Except for the Larsons, yeah.
Now, Jaden, Levi, and Nolan, I've met to meet you personally. I've seen pictures. But hey, we're going to have a chance to get together. And let's just, I don't know,
especially the live podcast that you're doing. Especially, well, that.
Yes, and I want all the grands to know that, yeah, call in.
The grands. You call them the grands.
The grands.
Why do you East Coast, it's people always got to abbreviate everything?
We don't have to ever say like the whole word.
I know.
But, you know, I'm actually looking forward to it. You know, I get to play grandfather, and I guess the older you get, the more and more that actually means something, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's always special, but I'm kind of looking forward to meeting my grands now, my grandkids now.
Yeah.
And again, understand this, okay? Well, they're all pretty young, so I do have a little time to spoil them before they get older.
Yeah, you do. But, you know, you have at least four that are already adults.
So when you say, I've got six, let me just test my skills here. Logan, Raven, Kyla, Brendan, Alexa. I'm forgetting one.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Logan, Raven, Kyla, Alexa, Brandon,
Aiden.
My man Aiden with the frisbee football. My man, yeah.
So what would be what would be really awesome is if every single one of them at least called in and said hello and let us know if they're coming, but they are. But, I mean, just say something, you know, so.
And that would be cool. That would be cool because, you know, I'm looking forward to it. And again, we could send out invitations or we could do a lot of things, but I've got access to this podcast and I'm going to use it right now.
Well, that would be so great.
To promote our little celebration that we're having next month.
Yeah. And the celebration, again, is going to be of our almost 2-year anniversary. And we've been waiting for the Larsons to come. And so also, we're probably having some Italian food.
Yeah, and that's funny that your youngest daughter is coming from overseas, and they're going to be stationed with in the same base where my youngest daughter is. So,
That's right.
Universe all working together.
That's what I told Tim this morning.
Yeah.
He said he was sorry that he couldn't be at our event because he's still getting things tied up in Japan, but he did say I told him, yeah, well, we'll get to see you probably more often than most because your daughter, Kenny's daughter, lives there too. And he gave a big thumbs up, or no, he actually put a heart to that message. So,
you know, universe all working together, as my brother liked to say, all working for the good. But listen to all the grands.
And daughters and son-in-laws.
All the family. Yeah. Okay, we go family. We replace that one. Everybody. We're going to call them. We're going to do a live podcast.
A mobster. The family.
Huh?
You sound like a mobster. Yeah, the family. It's pretty big.
I'm a mobster. Hey, well, listen, okay? For all the adults, I got mad love for you, always. But for the grandkids, I say, listen, your protection is always guaranteed by the Hodge family now, okay?
So
you said I sound like a mobster.
So I'm sure that hopefully everybody hears this. And we just want anyone who's on that invite anybody can call, actually, because it's going to be a live podcast. And we don't do those often, right?
No, we don't.
It's going to be interesting because if everybody calls in the family, let's say, 11 grandkids.
Yeah, I can take 50 callers. My line, my set will hold at least 50 phone calls at one time. But again, this is a personal issue that we're sharing with the world.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm going from.
But those grandkids better call in. I'm telling them right now.
Nah, they ain't gonna find out.
The daughters should for sure.
Yeah, no, the grandkids is gonna find out that they. Father, this grandfather's cool, and they got the best of both worlds. They got two grandfathers.
You know what?
How could you go wrong?
As long as each family, in my opinion. Each family has a representative in the family. Like if Aiden called for the whole Royce family, yay! We're going to make it work. And I want it to be a very successful live podcast because those are tough to do because in this case, we can go in, we record, and we can go in and tweak it a little bit. All the mistakes that are made on that live, they stay there.
See, if Aiden calls in, he's going to have to send me a video first. Make sure he got his hair all right, you know. He know what I'm talking about. And then if Connor calls in, I got to read like at least 100 World War One and Two books so I can have it.
I wonder.
I got some brainiacs in the family, man.
We have to ask him two kind of new things. Yeah. First of all, is there a new war that he's researched, number one. But number two, is there, what is his favorite?
Well, I'm going to say whatever his favorite is, after having conversed with this young man on so many occasions, I'm just going to cut my microphone off and let him do him. Hey, well, listen, this is a good opportunity for us on air to get to know each other. To continue to get to know each other. I'm kind of looking forward. I'm getting excited. Never played a newlywed game before, but I want Teresa to know that. I hear there's one brewing, Teresa and Veronica. So I'm kind of being more attentive to the wife because I want to win that game. I want that free trip, all expense paid to where they send them, Honolulu. That's the kind of family I'm in now. Yes, all expense paid trip to Honolulu for the winner.
Okay.
And they really need to make sure I win. Hey, but listen, that's what's happening next month. We're going to have a celebration of our second year of marriage. We're going to have some fun with it.
And then sometime at the end of this month, we will let you know soon. We're going to have a live podcast with the family. But I got a feeling other people are going to show up and call.
Well, we can monitor that from the switchboard here, though. But yeah. But that's what's happening. Hodge Barnes celebration of Barnes becoming Hodge. Yes, I got that in. Okay. No, we're going to have a nice celebration. I'm really looking forward to breaking bread with the new family. Teresa, Veronica, Amanda, and Melissa. When I say breaking bread, that means well done meat. We don't do the red stuff.
Okay.
So on that note, follow us on Greystone as we promote and give you information on our celebration that's coming up next month. So that's all I have there. So I'm going to say good night, podcast. Well, good day, podcast audience.
Yeah, good day.
Talk to you later.